France has been having some serious conversations about race these days. Arun Venugopal is a reporter with WNYC in New York, but he's been in France for the past few weeks looking at race relations there. He hosts a program called Micropolis, which examines race, gender, and ethnicity in America in serious and not-so-serious ways. As someone immersed in these issues, and as an Indian American, I asked Arun how race is discussed differently in France than in America.
It is definitely discussed differently here. There is a lot of rhetoric, discourse around this Republican ideal, as they say, that this is one France and people shouldn't really subdivide into their separate communities. But people who are, say, in those communities, activists who are in those communities, say that's sort of a utopian ideal. It doesn't really kind of comport with what actually happens. These communities, many of them, they have, say, lower economic performance, they're poorer, less education, resources, that kind of a thing. So it's frustrating for them. They say that the reality doesn't really jive with this sort of ideal. So it's very different from America that way, where I guess race, ethnicity are much more out there.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic because you're there with help from the French American Foundation, but in France, they don't do that hyphenated thing, right? You're not Algerian French, you're just French.
Yeah, I mean, we do, of course, hear that from some people in America. You know, most recently, Bobby Jindal, governor of Louisiana, he said, you know, I'm not Indian American, I'm just American. And I think some people, some conservatives in America think that that sort of hyphenation, it's a way of keeping yourself separate from America. But the reality is it's far more advanced in America than it is here, where it's considered sort of a way of separating yourself. I mean, one of the fascinating things here is that people don't even know how many, say, black people live in France, whether that's people who've come from Africa more recently or who've been here for many generations, because the statistics, the census, it forbids that kind of data collection. So for some people, they say that's a way of preventing a sort of stigmatization. You know, we won't know certain things about them that might show them in a bad light. Others say it's a great way to prevent the gathering of data that would show that there is a real problem in certain communities. You know, of course, there is the history of the Holocaust still looms over France and other countries here in Europe. So it's a very different way of discussing race than it is in the U.S.
Let me ask you personally how this feels to you. You are Indian American, right?
Correct.
How does it feel there being in France where there's this, I don't know, pretend feeling that we're all French and there's nothing different about any of us?
Yeah, I think as somebody who grew up in America, my parents were very active culturally, you know, with various Indian American and, you know, Hindu organizations and all that kind of thing. It was just part and parcel of our childhood. And they were also at the same time, you know, made choices to, in certain ways, to be participating in American holidays and customs. For us, it was a very comfortable balancing act. And there are some things that you feel a little uncomfortable about, but it is still, it's a learning curve coming to France and hearing this very different way of talking about race and identity. It's not necessarily it's all perfect by any means, and French people certainly don't think it's perfect in America. But in some ways, they think that in America that there is, I guess, just a better and more honest way of dealing with these things than there is here.
Arun Venugopal is a reporter from WNYC in New York. Thanks, Arun, for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
And thank you for joining us right here on The World.